Watch out, Blue Bloods. Make way for the New Bloods. Deluna Coffee adds to their Blue Angels collection with their Fat Albert blend, a classic combination of Guatemalan and Brazilian beans. It is truly their roaster's choice. And hey, check it out. K-Cups of It, along with Voodoo and Red, White, and Brew are buy one, get one free. So go check it out over at DelunaCoffee.com.
From Tally to Cali,
it's time to wake up.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
WarChant.com is your ultimate seminal sports source.
And this is Wake Up WarChant, fueled by Deluna Coffee.
Coffee's for closers only.
Now here's WarChant.com's Aslan Hudjavandi
and Corey Clark.
Wake up! What's up, everybody? Welcome on into Wake Up WarChant, fueled by Deluna Coffee. I'm being fueled by the Beechin Blend tonight. A little bit lower in caffeine, everybody, so it's a nice after-dinner coffee. Colombian Brazilian beans. It's good stuff, I assure you. Aslan here. Use the promo code WARCHANT15 for 15% off the delicious opportunities and options that Deluna Coffee presents you folks. WARCHANT30. Use that for WARCHANT.com, your ultimate seminal sports source. Hit the thumbs up button if you're listening to us on YouTube, which you're probably not because this is just like a special sort of podcast. So Aslan here, obviously. Corey will not be on today's show. It's fine. Corey wants to. I'm just slacking. Been busy. It was busy Tuesday, everybody. Right out of the three-day weekend, right into demoing a wall, put a new vanny in the bathroom. This homeownership thing, mounted a television, and man, it's exhausting. But nonetheless, you don't care about that. So this Midnight Madness thing went down on Tuesday once the clock struck midnight, and man, I don't know. Kevin Coleman, 5-star wide receiver. Travis Hunter, 5-star defensive back wide receiver. Sam McCall, Ravels 100, Florida State commitment. Kane Madden, All-American from Marshall. All these dudes, A.J. Duffy, quarterback. Everybody's here? Everybody's in Tallahassee? Every single person. Midnight. Michael Langston, Austin Cox, newest member of the WarChant.com family, by the way. Went to Moore, camped out, spoke to pretty much all these kids. So this is a bit of a summary of what went down on Tuesday. Corey and I will be back with a show for you folks on Thursday. It'll be Renegade Express. So if you're listening to this, go over to the WarChant.com Tribal Council, post a question. We'll kick it around. We'll answer it. We'll talk about it. But now I'm done talking. It's all Michael Langston. And here we go. What is up, everybody? I'm Aslan Hudjavandi, joined by Michael Langston, who needs a nap, y'all. But he's going to tough it out for us. WarChant.com, your ultimate seminal sports source. Promo code in the bottom of your screen. Lower right corner, subscribe button for our YouTube channel, which we would appreciate. And that thumbs up button. Hit it. I don't think Michael slept for like the last 29 hours. Michael, let's cut right to it. Midnight Madness. When the clock struck midnight, June 1st on Tuesday, Mike Norvell and the coaching staff opened their doors at the Moore Center for recruits from all across the country, quite literally. Let's start off with the 5-stars, a wide receiver and offensive lineman, both on campus. What was Forsyth able to do with those two young men?
Yeah, Kevin Coleman, 5-star. He was there both at the Midnight Madness and then also today. I think he's leaving on Wednesday. Tremendous job all weekend as far as working with him. I don't really think you really needed to sell Kevin because I think Kevin's always liked FSU the most. He even told me we're going to do a feature on him. He even told me today when I talked to him that FSU was definitely going to be the first visit the moment anybody opened the door. So that, I think that tells you a lot of where his mindset is. I think he prefers FSU. I think he likes FSU. I think really it's just more about his parents being there. Mom and dad were there. I think they loved it. I think the way they connected with the staff was a big deal. The way they, a lot of personal relationships that they wanted to see what these guys are about, what these guys are going to do, how they're going to take care of their baby boy, stuff like that. And look out for them. And also just what the team's going to be and what this program's going to look like. And I think that was a big deal. The thing that they sold is the family got to see what this culture that we've been hearing so much about with Norvell and the way he connects with people, the way his coaches connect with people in a personal way, in a relationship way, and also just the excitement of where this program is going under Mike Norvell. I think that's kind of what they want to see, and I think they definitely accomplished that. So I think I definitely think it was a very positive weekend when it comes to Kevin Coleman. Now, the bigger one was probably, with offensive tackle offensive lineman, wherever you want to guard, tackle, wherever you play. Julian Armella, legacy recruit, being there on campus. That was one we kind of told people that, hey, he's been indicating to me that, hey, he's going to visit like June 1st or June 2nd or before he goes to that LSU official visit that he has in June. But I think it's a big deal. This is kind of a flip side where Kevin's was more about getting the parents there because Kevin seemed to be pretty sold on what FSU's doing. He likes where things are going. He's got a hotshot quarterback that's coming in, A.J. Duffy. He's close with him. He likes him. But Julian was more like you didn't have to really convince the parents because obviously his dad played at FSU. And I know his mom already likes Alex Atkins a lot. So the connections were already there that are pretty positive for the family. So it was more about Julian needing to be on FSU's campus and showing that, hey, are you really interested in these guys? You know, are you really interested in FSU? And you could tell it was a dramatic change to the way Julian talked about FSU before, where when I talked to him, it was mainly about, hey, I'm a legacy recruit. I know it's a great place. I was there growing up. He even told me a story about when he was 12 and 13 years old, how he was at the Jimbo Fisher camp, and that was the last time he was at FSU. So he said it was dramatically different this time, where him being a recruit and just the thing he connected with Atkins on is like he loves the fact that Atkins isn't a guy that just pitches stuff. He's a guy that has got raw emotion. He can connect with him personally. This is a guy, if he didn't play football, he knows he could have a relationship with this guy, and he trusts the guy a lot. So I think there was a dramatic jump into the way Julian Armella felt about FSU before and after this visit. He visited FSU for the Midnight Madness, then stayed again this morning, went through all the stuff, like the tour, the experience, all the stuff with the things you do on a regular visit. Like I said, essentially is a junior day where you get to experience the inside outs of the program. So I think the first part of it was more about getting him comfortable with the staff. And then the second part was more about showing what FSU has as a program, as a university, academically, you know, stuff around that. And then also just the facilities and all the nice stuff that recruits like, the photo shoots and all that fun stuff. But I think the big thing with me was just the way they were able to connect with him to show that, hey, we want you bad, but also we can connect with the personality that you have and what you bring. And we know you can bring a lot to this this program, and we need you bad, and we want you bad, and we want you here. And they're going to – and the fact that they already made a big boost with him. And as far as when I talked to Julian late last night, it was pretty clear they already made a boost. In fact, I think he's going to take an official visit to FSU, even though nothing's set up yet. I would say it's pretty likely that you'll probably see him there for that Notre Dame FSU game. And I think the relationships he built last night and the connection he had with the staff and the players, that's the other thing, the players. He really liked how the players interacted with their coaches. And so I think there was a lot of things that were a positive that, and that was the main goal coming into this thing. Is why I said it was so vital. You have to get this kid in the summer, because if you don't get him in the summer, it's going to be hard to duplicate all the interest that he has in other schools. So it was a must for FSU to get him there. They got the job done. Then they did a really good job as far as recruiting them, showing them just what the program is about. And I think there's a good chance you'll see him officially visit FSU. And that's kind of the goal coming into this thing.
Incredible turn of events with a legacy recruit, like you said, at a huge position in need. There's so many recruits to talk about, Michael. Everything's over on the Premier Recruiting Board. But I do want to talk a little bit about the All-American that's on campus right now, and that's Kane Madden. Again, just incredible to get all these guys in line. What have you heard so far, and what are your impressions of Florida State being able to get this kid on campus, you know, pretty much day one?
I think it's always important to get the first visit when you're talking about transfers, because you're going to have the lasting impression in their mind. Whether he takes more visits or not, we'll see. We'll find out that tomorrow. I've been told he's going to leave around midday, so I will be up there again. I'll live at more Athletic Center, it feels like, but I think he's leaving around midday, mid-afternoon, not noon, but a little later than noon, later in the day, later in the afternoon. So I think he'll be leaving then. So hopefully we'll be able to catch up with him. He'll be willing to talk. There's no guarantee he will, but I mean, everything I've heard so far, Aslan's been positive. A lot of smiles, I've heard he's been around a lot of the players. That's the big thing I think that they've sold Bitcoin this weekend was they wanted the players to interact with him a lot. I think I saw tons of players up there at the Midnight Madness, and certainly I saw even more players today when, you know, they had the regular visit as far as, you know, recruits on campus. And then I think he also watched the I think they have summer involuntary workouts right now. That went on for like 3 hours. I know because I was at FSU Moore Athletic Center for probably like 10 hours. So I could hear in the background the whistles blowing and everything. So I think I've heard he was there. He loved what he saw as far as the intensity of that thing, even though it was only a summer workout. So I think everything's been positive as far as what FSU wanted to accomplish in nailing stuff. Now, there's going to be personal meetings, I'm sure, with him and Atkins and him and Coach Norvell, and that's going to be the big thing. That I think FSU's hoping he'll shut this down and they'll land him this weekend. I think that's kind of been the goal from the start. I think he's loving what opportunity there is at FSU. He knows that obviously at FSU there's going to be a really good chance that he can come in there and play, probably even start, more than likely start, just because he's so talented, he's All-American. So I think so far everything I've heard has been positive. Obviously, we're not going to know the total grand scheme of the visit until tomorrow, but you can just tell just the small interactions we see and I saw just with him and Atkins. It wasn't just like business. It was more like you could tell like they really enjoyed being around each other. There was a lot of positive, a lot of smiling, a lot of interaction, just really just seemed to connect with him pretty well. So that's encouraging. That's something you want to see kind of what I look for with transfers, the guys that have gone through the recruiting process. So I think so far, so good. I guess that's the best way to look at it. But we'll hopefully have a full report on him if he's willing to talk to us tomorrow after the visit. And but I cannot stress enough how important it is to get that first visit. Even if he decides to take another visit, you've set the tone of what the culture is going to be. And it's going to be hard. Now, there's other teams that are better. There's more productive teams that are better as far as on the field. They can sell that. But I think it's going to be really difficult for teams to sell a better culture and environment and player environment than what FSU's shown. And then the Midnight Madness, it usually doesn't capture too many transfers to come in, but you could tell in the look on his eyes when he saw all these people and almost like the Beatles were coming in with everyone, all the recruits there. And it was kind of like, you could tell it definitely impressed him. I don't think he was expecting quite the glamour, Mike Norvell rolling up in a single slot car, a garnet and gold. We put a picture of that with Kevin Coleman today. And, I think that it just had a little bit of everything with the flair of this event. So I think that was exciting, but it was also, I think also just the way he's been able to connect with Coach Atkins, I think has been a big deal and why they were able to notch that early, first visit, first official visit. So we'll know for sure tomorrow. I know everyone's going to be crossing their fingers and hoping that he'll just say, "Hey, I'm shutting it down. I'm coming to FSU," but I think they're doing everything you need, all the box you need to check off or whatever wording you want to use for that as far as the visit and the point and factors. I think they're doing that with Kane Madden. And I think so far, so good is the best way I would word it with that visit so far.
I don't want to undersell the other five-star that was on campus. That was Hunter. Jahlil Skinner, I know people probably want to know about him. They can go to the PRB, the Premium Recruiting Board, warchant.com, promo code's at the bottom. But Travis Hunter, again, this is a guy that's been down from Florida State for day one, a guy that's out here trying to bring more kids to campus with him. I mean, what does it say about him? Maybe his commitment that he was in Tallahassee for Midnight Madness.
Well, I think it says a lot if you're a major commitment and you're helping build this class. I think A.J. Duffy being there was a big deal. AJ wasn't originally supposed to be there until later in the month of June. to help. But I think AJ understood, like, hey, this is a big recruiting event. Travis understood it's a big recruiting event. Sam McCall, another top recruit, understood that it's a big recruiting event, and we want to help get more guys in here. Travis kind of indicated that there's some good news coming down the pipe. He wouldn't elaborate. He kind of smiled, but he kind of feels like there's a few guys coming, I think. We kind of got that tip from Sam McCall when we were at Lake Gibson. He kind of was like, yeah, Travis feels there's some guys coming, and kind of got that feeling and vibe again. So I think anytime Travis is somewhere, he has that, I don't know, he's got that magnifying characteristic with his personality that recruits just love being around him. He likes to make faces while somebody's doing interviews just to loosen people up. He just makes everyone comfortable. He's just, when people are around him, you know, there's such a high comfort level. It's kind of, I compare it to the same thing when I saw with Jameis, when Jameis came to FSU, just people around Jameis really just magnified to him. And I think that's what they do with Travis. He's got such an uplifting personality that people just, they want to be wherever he's at. They want to see what show he's going to put on if he's playing. You know, and then I kind of compare that, you know, Jameis, when he played, everyone wanted to see Jameis play. So it's kind of like that with Travis, but in a different position. But he's just a polarizing guy that people just immediately fall in love with.
All right, before we go, I just got to brag on him, man. You know, my job is to do these videos, do a podcast. You know, Michael's job is to talk about recruiting, get us some information, as well as Austin Cox, so the newest member of the War Chant team. But to be out there at 11:20 p.m. and I mean, I don't know how, I mean, it's 9 p.m. right now as we get ready to wrap up this video. It's been nearly a full 24 hours since you've been out there. So shout out to Michael, everybody. One of the hardest working dudes in the business out here, getting all these updates, all these guys, high school kids, transfers. Well done, Michael.
Yeah. Shout out to Ira Schaffel too. Ira helped a lot with the updates. Me and Austin were translating over to Ira. Austin did a phenomenal job, by the way. He's going to be a star. He's going to be a good one. He did a great job as far as getting updates, posting pictures, videos, whatever we needed.
Look at all this content on our Twitter feed. It's all over on War Chant. All of this.
Yeah. So, you know, everyone pieced in and did a great job. Obviously, we still got a lot more. I got recruit nuggets I'm going to pop right after I get done with this. I'm actually going to start working on that. Got a Kevin Coleman feature I'm probably going to work on. Try to get a hold of a few guys that slipped out, a couple of Vegas kids that we weren't able to get, kid from Louisiana, kid Kendrick Law. There's so many guys that, you know, probably take me a few days just to even catch up and get up with them. But everyone did a phenomenal job. We hope everyone loved the coverage. It was actually fun. I'm not going to lie. I was kind of hesitant, like, man, this is going to be a miserable experience because it's like midnight. You don't know what time these kids are going to leave. But it was actually pretty timely because it was around 2:30. And Norvell came up there. He's like, I told you I was going to make you guys work tonight. And then they just broke it off and that was it at that time. So you got some interviews, but at least you didn't keep it all night where you're out there like 6 or 7 a.m. But it was really entertaining just to watch the interaction with the coaches, the excitement level the coaches had when they opened the doors, the videos when they greeted players. It was really much more exciting than even I thought it would be. I was excited just to be there and do this again, to actually get back to my normal life, but it was really entertaining just to watch the interaction with this staff and recruits. And just the thing I look at visits and junior days and whatever events you're hosting is there's never a time where there's a lull where kids are getting bored or they're sitting around waiting, doing stuff. There was always a next thing they're doing. You know, there was always connection. Like the Midnight Madness, they were inside the stadium. Julian Armo is telling the story about playing cornhole with Alex Atkins. Just they're always doing something. There was never a time where they're just sitting on their butts on a couch or something, just chilling, waiting to talk to somebody. It was always an activity that connected to the next part of the visit. And you could just tell the way these kids reacted to the visit and the emotion the coaches showed of them being there. made this thing a very successful event. I mean, it was a big event, and I think my biggest takeaway, as long as we close this down, is the comments that I heard from guys that aren't committed to FSU was the way, like, we don't think we're going to see any event, no matter school we visit, we don't think we're going to see any event that's like this one. It's very unique and orchestrated very well, and also just a special event that I don't think you see anybody do where you're hosting kids at midnight. So, but it was just, I'm not trying to praise the coaches all the time, but it's just like something surprised me. Not much does in recruiting, but this event last night was definitely unique and something I've never experienced before. And was certainly, I think, a really solid success for this staff.
Well said, man, and probably understated. Sam McCall, Travis Hunter, Kevin Coleman, Julian Armella, Kane Madden, all these dudes on campus. Updates from these players, hopefully Kane Madden later on, from Michael and Austin. It's all over on warchant.com's premium recruiting board. Michael, go to bed now.
Wish I could, but I got a lot of work to do for these guys. I'm going to take care of you guys. Got recruiting nuggets. I know you guys want to hear what kind of I'm hearing behind the scenes as far as how things are going. So I got that coming up. Like I said, I'm going to do the Kevin Coleman, and then maybe tomorrow, because I probably won't get the other guys, I'll work on hopefully, you know, getting up with Kendrick Law, the Vegas kids, and then maybe a few more guys that were at this event, and we kind of go from there. So be patient with me, guys. I'm going to get up with them. Just it's going to take a little time because some of them slipped out. And then hopefully tomorrow, there'll be some good news on the transfer market from an official visitor that was here this weekend.
There we go. All that on the PRB, the premium recruiting board, warchant.com, your ultimate summer sports source. Hit that thumbs up on your way out. Michael, thank you so much.
You got it, bud.
Come explore our world of coffee. DeLuna Coffee features over 24 different blends. DeLuna's unique roasts can be delivered ground finely for drip coffee makers, coarse for the craft crowd, untouched as a whole bean, or even in convenient K-cups. Founded in 2014 by the Lemix family, Ed and Brett are FSU alums and boosters who are extending a special offer to all listeners. Use the promo code WARCHANT15 for a 15% discount. Visit DeLunaCoffee.com and check out their Facebook and Instagram.